Oh, you can whistle that one, right? Sound of Music was a monster Broadway hit before it became a movie classic starring Julie Andrews, displacing Gone with the Wind as the highest grossing film of all time, winning 5 Academy Awards and earning a place in the hearts of viewers the world over. Those records have been supplanted by movies about sharks and aliens or some James Cameron confection, no doubt. But can Sound of Music ever truly be replaced? Maybe NBC thinks so. Tonight, a new version of The Sound of Music starring Carrie Underwood will be performed live. Julie Andrews had some touching emotional support for Underwood, speaking with Larry King last week.
Well, I wish it well, that's for sure.
It's an NBC live broadcast.
That's
right?
What I hear, a live broadcast. Mm. My God, poor lady.
My God, poor lady, Carrie Underwood. Well, Emily Rimes joins us, Sound of Music fan, cultural critic. She serves as managing editor for Bust Magazine. Welcome.
Thank you.
Carrie, my 12-year-old said, Carrie Underwood, get out of here. But she's got her work cut out for her tonight.
She definitely does. Yeah, it's large, dainty shoes to fill.
What's the buzz on this? Of course, everyone's going to be negative about it. I mean, you can't go up against the Sound of Music movie classic, but it is a Broadway show. I mean, it's made to be done live.
It is made to be done live, and the fact is that the score is undeniably brilliant. People are going to watch it and enjoy the music, but I know that the buzz is that people are also going to be hate-watching it, which I think is a relatively new phenomenon.
I mean, they're not going to make the Germans into, like, Taliban or anything like that. NBC hasn't decided to be really creative about that or anything.
One would hope not.
One would hope not, right. So what do you think the challenges are for Carrie Underwood and why? What could convince people to jump on board here? Because it is a brilliant score. It's fabulous music. Who's not going to want to hear it?
She's a likable TV personality. I'm sure that her voice will be well-suited to the role. It's just, I feel like it is impossible to replace Julie Andrews in this role. There are certain roles that are iconic and specifically associated with a certain person. And I literally don't think anybody could really do for this role what Julie Andrews did. So she definitely has her work cut out for her.
But there are other roles in the show. I mean, the original Broadway show wasn't based completely on, that main character. I mean, there were other things going on. It was an ensemble production. It's really the movie that's transformed Julie Andrews into this sort of one-hit wonder here, this one-woman show. I mean, there could be other roles that emerge.
Well, the fact is that Julie is not a one-hit wonder. She was Mary Poppins the year before she was Maria von Trapp. So she has cemented herself as the ultimate babysitter of all time. And I think the popularity has a lot to do with children's attachment to the show and having this attachment to this ultimate amazing babysitter. And you can't go up against Mary Poppins for that.
Is this about live television and the power and the potential for live television? Is this a network experiment that's likely to be repeated? I believe there was a network experiment on the movie Failsafe that was done live a few years ago.
Right. I think it's an interesting concept and one that lends itself particularly well to remountings of theatrical productions specifically, which are meant to be done live. But ultimately it's a stunt because it's television and television doesn't really work that way anymore. So you're going to have people watching hoping that the actors mess up.
Oh, that's true. That is true. But that could be a draw.
Yes.
That could actually be a draw. And the technology is available now so that you can actually have more camera angles than ever before.
Right.
The NFL proves that every week.
If someone curses under their breath, we'll all know it.
And Emily Rems will report on it, a managing editor for Bust Magazine. We'll take you out with little Julie Andrews here. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
Wants to beat like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees. My heart wants to sigh like a chime that flies from a church on a breeze. To laugh like a brook when it trips and falls over stones on its way.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.